Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to Wednesday night Bible study. I thank God for you all that's here in attendance. Just thanking God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray so we can enter into our lesson. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one more time that you allowed us to come here at this set time to learn, to receive, and to apply and be effective in our walk in Christ Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive, Lord God, mighty and grace from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. We repent and return, Lord God, from our wicked ways and error of this world, Father God. We walk according to your commandments in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask for forgiveness and receive it by faith for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh God. Lord, forgive us for all our trespasses, our transgressions, and our iniquities, Father God. And Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow, Lord. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. Renew a steadfast spirit within the Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us, you have kept us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace right now. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you allow the scriptures that we read on today, Father God, to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word and wisdom to apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit right now that's on the line. We come against every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your works to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone, once again to Bible study. I won't hold you long. Well, last week you all, we talked about bringing demons out of their caves. We talked about the spirit, the soul, the body, emotions, your speech, your appetite, your sexual character. Tonight we're going to talk about disannulling demonic covenant, disannulling demonic covenant. The Bible says in Isaiah 28, chapter 28, verse 18, I'll give you all a chance to get there. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 18. Amen. All right. So the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 18, I'm reading the King James Version. It says, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. So when Israel, you all, went into the land of Canaan, when Israel went into the land of Canaan, they were told not to make any agreements with the enemy. See, you cannot drive out an evil spirit that you are in agreement with. So any evil spirit that is in you and you're agreement with anger, fear, or whatever that spirit is, when people are in agreement with certain attitudes, you all, and spirits, the Lord will not drive those spirits out. So many believers have unknowingly entered into agreement with evil spirits. So we must fall out of agreement with attitudes of pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, bitterness, anger, and fear in order to be delivered, in order to be delivered. Amen. So often, you all, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us agreements we have made with the enemy without realizing it. Demons draw strength from these covenants, but the Lord will bring us to the point of breaking them through his scourge. So the scourge, you all, means, it means to chasten or to correct. So he will chasten us, chastise us, or correct us. So the Lord's dealings of conviction in our lives are to cause us to fall out of agreement with the devil's operation in our lives. So the Lord will not deliver us unless we fall out of agreement with demons. So he does not deliver us against our will. Please understand that God gives us free will. So this is another reason why deliverance is progressive. So the Lord will deal patiently with us through his chastising in order to set us free. So I have ministered to multitudes of believers who would not fall out of agreement with hurt and bitterness or pride and rebellion. But the Lord is faithful and will deal with his children in correction until we come forth as mature sons and daughters of God. So once we identify the enemy, you all, his name or location, and fall out of agreement with his operation, we can then bring those spirits out of their caves and destroy them. Amen? So it is also possible to identify demons by the age of the person at the time of entrance. So, for example, I'm often led by the Lord to command and cast out spirits that came into individuals when they were babies and small children, when they were conceived in the womb, you know, calling that thing out. So sometimes the Lord will give you a word of knowledge for a particular age. So, or this happened when they were young, or this came about at this age, or through the father, or through the mother's side. So the Holy Spirit knows the traumas or incidents in a person's life that may have opened the door for evil spirits to enter. So he knows the exact age of a person's life when the enemy came in. So there have been times when I commanded evil spirits to come out that came into a person during their teen years or while they were married or when they went through a divorce or separation. See, some people were raped and molested at a certain age, and if you rely upon the Holy Spirit, he will give you the age in which it happened. So at times a person you are ministering to will tell you the age of time and when something traumatic happens that opened the door to the enemy. They'll let you know that, yes, I was, you know, messed with as a child. My father left, or my mother and father had separated, or, you know, the violence took place at this time in my life. So remember, the key is identification. So once you identify the enemy by his name, operation, location, or time of entry, you expose him and take away his cover of darkness, because the enemy operates in darkness. If you notice, most things that happen, majority of the things happen in darkness at night. You know, people, you know, the killing and the robbery and all this, most of these things happen at night. The enemy likes to operate in darkness, likes to operate in darkness. So when evil spirits depart, you can normally expect some sort of manifestation through the mouth or nose. And there are lists of common manifestations, you all like coughing. People will cough and be drooling, vomiting, spitting up, foaming or crying, screaming, sighing or roaring, belching or yawning, or exhaling. So again, when demons are cast out, they normally leave through the mouth or nose. You know, spirits are associated with breathing. So the Hebrew word for breath, you all, is called neshama. So in the Greek, that word is pneuma. So the Holy Spirit is breath. And you see this in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 22. So evil spirits are breathed out, you all. So sometimes when people receive deliverance, their bodies in a whole or part may actually shake or tremble. They're being delivered from that spirit, from that demon. So my goal in those that are ministers, their goals as a minister is to see that breaking in the spirit, that release of heaviness off the lives and off their lives and spirit. So, and the unspeakable joy that comes from finally being free, or to be free. So once you find out the location of the enemy, no matter where they are hiding, bring them forth and destroy them. Bring them forth and destroy them. Seems like it's just me, you, you're useless to deal with tonight. Mother Dylan.
Okay.
Do you have any questions so far or comments?
I went over to what you were saying about the second part, something about John.
John chapter 20, verse 22. Receive the Holy Spirit. So you hear. Amen. And we're not gonna stay long. I have like a really bad headache. But I didn't wanna miss Bible study. And then I started feeling nauseous. I'm just gonna lay myself down. But no, I'm gonna finish Bible study. So we're talking about the disnotice. So let's talk a little bit about little by little the progressive deliverance. Progressive deliverance. Because for some, it's progressive deliverance. When we look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 22. You know, some people, they come in late to Bible study. They'll roll in, and time to get away from them. You got it? You read it for me.
It say, and the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thus makest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee.
Right. So we see little by little progressive deliverance. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 29 to 30, and I'll read it. Exodus chapter 23, verses Exodus.
Oh, Exodus.
Chapter 23. Mm-hmm. 23.
Okay. If you need me to read
23, chapter 23, verse 29 to 30.
Okay. Chapter 23, 29 to 30. Okay. If you want me to read, I'll read it for you, but your head hurts.
Go ahead.
Okay, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become disisolated and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. 31 say,
amen.
And I will set thy bonds.
That's it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it. So here we see, we're talking about progressive deliverance, little by little. So some argue that true deliverance should not take long, that it should be quick and instantaneous. So these two passages here, these two scriptures, show us the principle of progressive deliverance. See, the Lord drove the nations out of Canaan little by little. So the fleshly enemies of Israel represent our spiritual enemies. So the Lord desired Israel to increase numerically first before he would drive out their enemies. So God was concerned about how much land they could possess and maintain. So sometimes our deliverance is proportionate to how we grow in the things of the Lord. You know, like even with you dealing with your healing, like, oh, I feel this is okay, but I'm still dealing with this or something else. So God will deliver us little by little because he is doing a new thing in us to increase us, to maintain. Because for some people, if you do it all at once, they won't maintain it. They'll end up going away, straying away from God. So the process is often little by little. So unless you understand this principle, you will become weary in praying for some people, or you may even become discouraged in your own deliverance. So there are certain areas of our lives in which the Lord will deliver us at certain times. See, he knows which areas are ready to receive cleansing, and he knows the timing that's involved, the timing involved to do so. So don't be deceived into thinking that everyone will receive their deliverance in one session on the altar. See, the Lord knows how much man needs to be possessed and will direct you by his spirit. When we look in the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 1.
Let's see, Joshua 13, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, what is it, 13?
Yes, chapter 13, verse 1.
Uh-huh. Verse 1. Okay, all right. It says, now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth thee yet very much land to possess.
Okay. So even after all the fighting under the leadership, even after all the fighting under the leadership of Joshua, there was still much land to be possessed. So there were many inhabitants in the land of Canaan that were not driven out in one generation. So we would be surprised to know the number of evil spirits on which many people need deliverance. See, evil spirits have had the time to work themselves into our lives for generations, including the number of years most of us walked in sin and ignorance. Don't underestimate the strength and numbers of the enemy. He is hiding and deeply entrenched in the land. So he must be exposed and uprooted from his dwelling places. And this will often take much time in warfare. So we have to know this fact. Deliverance is more progressive than instantaneous. So as we grow in grace and fall out of agreement with evil spirits operating in our lives, the Lord will deliver us from them. So we got to come, we got to fall out of agreement with anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, rebellion, resentment. We have to. It's mandatory. You know, and that we have to come out of our flesh, because when we're in the flesh, we'll stay there. You know, we have to come out. That's why I always say, but I got to operate according to the spirit, because life of the flesh is death and life of the spirit is life. I mean, so we're just going to talk about here, maybe someone to get on. We'll close out at 7:30. Talk about the knowledge. Knowledge brings deliverance. When we don't know, we don't know how. So knowledge brings deliverance. And then as you know more about the spirit of what's operating, you learn how to call those things out, to call it out, I had to come out of that place. You know how to use the word of God, go to scripture. You know the prayers to pray. So when we look in the book of Mark, chapter 1. Mark chapter 1.
Chapter 1 and...
Yeah.
23 through 24, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.
Right. So hallelujah. Just meditate on this verse of scripture. The Lord will speak to us in a mighty way, concerning the word spoken by this unclean spirit. The cry of this spirit is the cry of all demons. Let us alone. They don't like to be disturbed. They do not like to be disturbed. Even in the time when things were going on and you're trying to use the word of God, they will flee and tell you to leave them alone. They'll walk away. They're, you know, the demons would rather do their work without being noticed or exposed. And they definitely don't like to be identified and cast out. So demons resist exposure and will resist anyone who attempts to bring the light of God upon their hidden works. So there are many well-meaning, you know, Christians out there, including ministers, who feel it is not necessary to discuss or teach on demons and deliverance. The people, they don't want to be in Bible study because they are a church service that is teaching this or preaching this. But how can we be delivered and set free if we don't? So in most churches, very little, if any time, is used to teach and minister in these areas of deliverance and spiritual warfare. And those who do spend any considerable amount of time, you know, talking about demons or considered to be going overboard or deliverance or fanatic. But it's so important that we're delivered, because before we can be healed, we got to be delivered from that thing. So at any rate, I do agree that any truth can be taught in such a way that it becomes extreme. So, however, considering the massive scale of the problem of demonization, the opposite is often the case, you know, because so many people are dealing with that. So many people are in mental institutions because they need to be delivered. There's deliverance is necessary. Welcome, Evangelist Kim. Welcome. The Bible study.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry about my tardiness.
Oh, no problem.
That's okay.
We're not going to be on here long tonight. We're going to wrap up here around 7:30. It's been me and Sister Dilla. I think everybody else probably out and about, and time gets away from people. You know. So we're here. We just go. I know.
Amen.
People got their money.
Amen.
So we got to stay focused. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you being here. So we're just talking about, you know, deliverance. You know, we're still studying deliverance and spiritual warfare. So understand that some unconsciously fall into the trap of the enemy by leaving him alone. We're talking about the demons. We're talking about these evil spirits and demon-possessed and demonic, you know, demonic ways. So if demons are left alone, y'all, they will continue to operate unhindered in the lives of countless people. Countless as the individual. Okay, Jamel says she's on, so she must be logged on to the website. Okay, so the fact remains, you all, that demons cannot and should not be left alone. They must be exposed and cast out. So teaching on demons is not optional, but it's necessary, you all. If people are to be delivered, it has to be taught. It has to be preached. So until we begin to teach and preach on demons and deliverance, we do not see people delivered the way we do today in our local church. Back then, people were being delivered. You know, when I was in Africa, you know, a lot of ministries I went to were deliverance ministries. That's the first thing that they would do is have deliverance, because people needed to be delivered. Calling those spirits out, calling out, you know, calling out and commanding those spirits to come out. And so, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that is so important. You know, And like we were saying before you got on the Baptist camp, is that not coming into agreement with these spirits. Well, a lot of people can't be delivered because they are in agreement with these spirits of anger, fear, bitterness, resentment, you know. So we can't be delivered with something that we're in agreement with. You know, we touch and agree to be delivered. We touch and agree to be blessed. We touch and agree to be healed. It's the same thing. You're in agreement with that spirit, that evil spirit. So it cannot be delivered. God can't deliver you from it until you fall out of agreement with it. So we were talking about that before you got on here, me and Sister Dillard and whoever was listening online tonight. So it is very necessary, very necessary. You know, you hear people talking about or teaching, or told that teaching was unnecessary about this. We're told we were spending, you know, too much time. We have a deliverance ministry. We do a lot of deliverance. We're told we're spending too much time talking about demons. But the more we talk and the more we preach in this area, the more manifestations, you know, that we're encountering, the more people will be set free, the more that we've seen people be set free. So, of course, the demons hated being exposed, you all. They hate to be exposed and cast out. They don't want to be, you know, they don't want to shed light on them. You remember the, what is it called? Remember the little gremlin? They hated the light. Remember that movie, the gremlin?
They hate the light.
I mean, they do not want to be exposed. So teaching on demons and deliverance, it disturbs evil spirits, y'all. It causes them to manifest. So the words of these evil spirits give us a clue to the mindset of the enemy. Understand? See, that is, demons would rather be left alone, you all. They will resist anyone who tries to expose them. Not only that, but they also have a special hatred toward deliverance ministries because so much light is shed on their demonic works, you all. So you see people don't leave because they do not want to be exposed. So according to the book of Ephesians, you all, chapter 6, verse 12, if we can go over there, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen.
Yes, so demons identified as rulers of darkness of this world, you all. Rulership denotes authority. So in other words, the level of authority demons have to operate is based upon the darkness in a person's life. Amen. So the more darkness, the more authority they have to operate. So when revelation comes concerning their word, light comes. So when light comes, the darkness is dispelled and their power is broken. So you can see why demons would rather be left alone. So if left alone, they can continue their evil works in the lives of countless people. So as long as people are in the dark concerning Satan and his works and demons will continue to rule in the darkness. So it is the responsibility of the church to expose the works of darkness and set the captives free. But unfortunately, you all, many ministers of the gospel don't want to deal with the demons, you all, demons and deliverance. So on the other hand, those who heal extensively with this subject, you all, are called deliverance frantics or demon chasers. That's what they're called. So, but most ministers say that all we need to do is preach Jesus or preach faith. Although I am not against preaching Jesus or preaching faith, I find that we are told to preach deliverance to the captives in the Word of God. When we look at the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. We can go there. I hope you got to lay your eyes on it too. Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
It says, y'all there?
I'm hungry.
Okay, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captivity and recover of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Amen. So we see here, it is important. So I don't mind having a deliverance ministry. Jesus was a deliverance. I don't mind being a deliverance preacher. He cast out many devils. Today, you all, most ministers cast out few, if any, devils. See, many don't want to deal with this aspect of the ministry of our Lord. The result is that a few ministers are overburdened with the enormous needs of those seeking deliverance. By the grace of God, they are able to help many, but sadly, the needs of many others go unmet. So that's why you see so much brokenness in the church, division in the church, because there's no deliverance. That's why you see so many people sick, because there's no deliverance. Because it's a lot. It's a lot as a deliverance minister in itself. But of the saddest commentary on numerous ministries, is that they oppose those who will take the time to pray for the needs of those seeking deliverance. See, this opposition is usually demonically inspired, you all. It's demonically inspired. So often those who oppose preaching and teaching on demons and deliverance are the very ones in need of deliverance themselves. They are unknowingly playing into the hands of those very demons who would rather be left alone. So statements such as, we don't need to talk about the devil, or I don't believe it takes all that, just preach the word and they'll get delivered. And just what the enemy likes to hear. That's what the enemy wants us to say and do. See, the less you discuss and attack his kingdom, the more he will be able to operate under the cover of darkness. So, but the Lord is raising up ministers that will not leave them alone. You got to frustrate the enemy. See, these are men and women who will challenge, confront, expose, and cast out demons. They will not be afraid of a misunderstanding of persecution that comes with this ministry. They will not draw back from the attacks of the enemy who hates and resists any ministry that exposes and destroys or bring destruction on his kingdom. They will bring light into a world that sits in gross darkness. We see this in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2 for a minute. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. Verse 2.
Okay. So 60, chapter, which one?
Verse 2. 2.
And it says, but behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see here for ourselves. Amen. And so we expose the enemy. We expose all his plot plans, agenda. We call him out. Call him out of darkness. We understand that we're to come out of agreement, with these different spirits. You know what it is. You know what you're dealing with, what you've agreed to, staying angry, staying bitter, resentful, you know, fighting, you know, unforgiving, you know, these things, rebellious, coming out of those places so that we can truly be delivered, and calling those demons, those demonic influences out of our lives and understand how it's operating and being delivered and set free. Amen. So we're going to wrap up here, you all. Thank you all for being with me this evening. I'm just going to lay down for a little bit, but I want to make sure we get in and have our Bible study. For those who missed part of the Bible study, you can always go back and listen to it once we close it out. It'll be archived under today's Bible study. So just look for today's date, and you'll be able to listen to it.
Okay.
About 30 minutes in. Amen. So next Wednesday, we'll be talking about the ignorance. Ignorance is darkness. We're going to talk about the lack of knowledge. you all in having knowledge. So we, as we just got through discussing having the knowledge, you know, knowledge brings deliverance.
Yeah.
We just talked about, having the knowledge so that we can be delivered. Amen. Does anybody have any questions or comments at this time?
No, I don't have.
All right. All right, Jamil, while you're online, do you have any questions or comments? Oh, good, Mom. If you have any questions while you're online right now, text us at 346-719-3349. That's 346-719-3349. We'll see if anybody has any questions that's listening online. Amen. Amen. And Landon Skip, when you came on, we were just talking about, too, while I'm waiting on the text or anyone. We're talking about how for some of us, deliverance is progressive, little by little. You know, God will deliver us little by little. And we're talking about, like I said, even longer and so on. Okay, so I got a text that said, no, we're okay. All right, so it seems like everybody understood the lesson tonight. Like I said, if you missed any part of it, you can always go back and listen to the archive lesson for Bible study. Okay.
When we was talking about God heal us, live by little, bless us, live by little, and I say that's me right there, because he give you all love and then you ain't going to do what you're supposed to do. I say that was me right there.
Yep.
So that was me right there.
And we don't understand, like, we're going to place like, Lord, how long? Father God, how long? I've been right here for how long? And he said, because if I do it right now, I can't.
Huh.
I got to get you in this place. I got to get you down right here.
Yes.
I'm going to take you there, but little by little, because if I give it to you all at one time, you're going to go. I ain't going to speak to the next time.
Because
I did it already before. And so, little by little, little by little. We thank God for the little by little, knowing that he is working in us and through us and working some things out of us that need to be removed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My thing is to be, my desire is to be effective in God's kingdom and to be an effective, you know, servant of God, to serve effectively in every way that God has commanded. So that's important. I thank you all again, Evangelist Kim. Thank you for showing up tonight. Because I was saying, where is Evangelist Kim? And I was thinking, she going to get on. She'll be here. And then you popped in. And I thank God for you, Jamil, that's online tonight. And anyone else that's listening online tonight, thank God for you. I hope y'all got a lot from the lesson tonight. Again, if you missed any part of it, again, you can go back and listen in. I'm sure it'll be full to your spiritual belly. Amen. I love learning and receiving and being able to place my eyes on the word. So God bless you. Evangelist Kimber, you have any questions that come in?
Oh, no, Brother Russell on the world again tonight.
Oh, God bless you, Brother Redford. God bless you. It is a blessing.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
God bless you, too. We love to have you. Yes.
Thank you.
We love to have you. We thank God for you. So you all, I'm going to get some rest. Continue to lift me up in prayer. I had to go to the emergency room last night, but I'm doing better. So God bless everyone. We love you. We thank God for you. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, so I didn't do the shout today, but I wanted to make sure I was on Survivor Study. God bless you. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, for your word is true. Your word brings healing. It delivers us. It sanctifies us. It makes all things new, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the newness of life that you've given us, oh God. But we've never seen this day before. So we thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God. This opportunity, this new opportunity to come to praise you, Father God, to give you glory, to give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to receive from you, Father God. Father God, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless everyone here in Bible study on tonight. Let every need be met, Father God. Let there be no lack of your goodness operating through and about our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray for your hedge of protection around each of us, oh God, and our family members and loved ones around our finances and support in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you bless all to prosper, Lord, great and mighty, according to your word and your plan, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our will with yours, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from the hold of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, as we lay down on tonight, Lord God, we ask that you send your angels, oh God. Oh Lord, your angels to minister to us, oh God, bringing restoration to our mind, body, soul, and spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you that even right now, Father God, that your angels are encamped around us and our family members and loved ones protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful night. Amen. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. You can do about it.
Love you too. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him.
She has a mama.
Oh, I've been told they had a generator over there.
Oh, see him.
Oh, okay.
All right. I can't
say God bless
you. Okay, God bless you.
Saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, that's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see you. One time.